Welcome to episode 4 of Endercast, titled Salamander. Today is Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. I am your host, Crystal from EnderWigan.net, here with my co-host, Kelly from Ender News. Say hello, Kelly.
Hey, everybody.
And you can follow us on Twitter at EGEndercast, and you can listen to our episodes on our website, www.endercast.com. So today we're going to start off the show by saying happy belated birthday to one of the Ender's Game actors, Jimmy Jacks Pinchak. He plays Peter Wiggin in the Ender's Game movie that's going to be released later this year. And so we just his birthday was on Saturday,
the
16th, right?
16th, yeah, the 16th.
Yeah. So we just wanted to say happy birthday to Jimmy, who is our Peter.
Yep. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Yeah, we hope you had a great birthday. He turned 17, right?
Mm-hmm. 17. He's okay. Also, we can just mention, he's performing live with his band in Los Angeles on the 8th of March, if anyone wants to go check that out.
Yeah, it's at a place called Molly Malone's.
Yeah, I think it's at 8:45 p.m. It's 21 and up is the venue, but he said that if you bring your books, then he'll sign them after his set, so that's pretty cool. Everyone 21 and up that's in L.A. can probably check that out.
All right, so to give a quick review of our topics for today, we're going to talk about the gaming deal that Cryptozoic Entertainment signed with Sun Entertainment. We're going to discuss the four Army logos that were released by fan sites yesterday. Then we're going to talk about the big topic, which is the new still, which was released today and shows your first look at Hailee Steinfeld as Petra Arcanian, Kylan Rambo as Zinkmeeker, and Moises Arias as Bonzo Madrid. Alright, so going back to the Cryptozoic story, Kelly was actually the one that found that story, so if you want to talk a bit about it, Kelly, explain to people.
Right, so I was on Tumblr, and someone had posted a picture of the Cryptozoic booth at the New York Toy Fair, which was going on last week, and there was an image, and you could see that they used some of the Ender's Game imagery that they've been using for their licensing rights. And I contacted someone from Cryptozoic and got in touch with a woman who told me that they had obtained rights to develop a couple of games based on the Ender's Game movie. And they seemed pretty excited about it. And I got a hold of Summit, and they said that they're going to be releasing a board game and a trading card series, which... that sounds pretty cool to me, and they've promised that as soon as they have any sort of imagery, they'll send it my way, and we can check that out. I think it's going to be a while. I don't think they're very far in the design process, but...
Yeah, it didn't look like they had anything
no.
display. Yeah, it was just a picture.
Yeah, I think it's still totally in design mode, but I think we'll know something as soon as they have anything to give us.
Well, I mean, that aside, though, I looked at their other games, and their other games are actually really well, like they look really nice, you know?
Yeah.
If you look at their World of Warcraft stuff, and some of their trading card games,
Well, any sort of trading card series with Ender's Game makes so much sense, because you have all these, like, soldiers, and they probably all have stats, or you could do something with the different armies. That could be really fun.
Yeah.
And if, like, they're working with Summit with, you know, imagery or the kids, like, the soldiers' names or things, if it were some sort of tie-in to the movie, I think that those could be really
I'm
exciting.
I'm actually really excited about both. I mean, I really look forward to the board game. I'm interested to see what they can do with that because, I mean, do you play board games?
I don't really. I know that you like them.
Yeah.
I'm kind of skeptical about the board game because I'm not really sure what that's going to be about. But I guess it could work. I wonder if it's like
board game. I don't know. I'm not a board game designer, but I mean, I've played some really fun strategy games.
Right.
So I feel like if they have the right people brainstorming the actual game, you know, I think it could have a lot of potential to be a really fun strategy game.
Yeah, like a battle room board game.
Yeah. Like you,
huh.
like Maybe like somebody has to like determine where the stars are and things like that. I don't know. I mean,
Yeah, I'm gonna
I'm
have to
sure.
find myself some real life friends that I can actually play such a game with. Because I don't think I know anyone who's gonna sit down with me. Maybe.
I'm a big fan of Settlers of Catan, and my kids like
Right.
to play Catan Junior and stuff. So yeah, we like board games. So I'll probably get that because I mean my kids are gonna want to play it.
Right.
And
Maybe we'll
yeah.
have something to play when we're like waiting in line for the midnight showing with all of our nerd friends. We
It's
can
gonna be
break out.
Halloween. Everybody's gonna be
That's
dressed
so
up.
fun, yeah. That's gonna be great.
My daughter is gonna be 9 this year. Is that too young for understanding? I think I read it when I was in the 6th grade, so that's kind of too young now.
It's probably a bit too young, but just because I'm not sure that she would find it overly interesting.
Because I'm thinking, like, if I played the board game with her, do you think that would spoil the book for her?
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. It might add to it, you never know. Yeah, I think 9's a bit too young.
So our next topic is the army logos that fan sites got to really see. The 4 fan sites that went to New Orleans last year to visit the set each got 1 exclusive logo to reveal.
Right.
My site and Enderwegen.net got Salamander Army. And Kelly, what logo did you get?
I had Dragon Army, yeah.
You're lucky.
I was lucky. I pulled the right straw, I think.
And Ender's Ansible got to reveal Rat Army, and Ender's Game fan site got to reveal Asp Army. And actually,
And I actually really like the Asp one.
I'm a little
Sorry.
ashamed because, I mean, we had thrown around the word snake, and then when I was looking at the book today, I was like, oh, it actually is called Asp Army. I thought they had changed it from snake to asp, but
Okay, we had a. I was so confused. And I didn't know what everyone was talking about, but yeah. I really like that one. I don't know why, but I really like the blue
Yeah,
and the
no, I
way
like it
it
too.
goes
Like
back and forth
even
across
on
the.
the in the still, which I mean we'll discuss later, but like in the still I thought it looked really good.
Yeah, me too.
It stands out really, and I
It
like
seemed like it
blue,
was much
so
brighter in the still than like when they're
yeah.
actually on their shoulders, which I liked. I'm glad they're not. I'm glad what they're wearing isn't some fluorescent, crazy color. I like the muted shades that they've been using, as opposed to neon or pastel or something. Which logo was your favorite?
I think I liked Asp. You know, I mean, like we're saying, it's I like blue, and it's I like the way that the snake is curled.
Right, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I thought it made for a really cool logo. I have to admit, I had a hard time looking at the rat one. I couldn't see the rat for some reason. I was looking at the red,
Right.
I guess because you know, like on the Asp one, the snake is actually blue, but on the rat one, it's black.
Right, I didn't even think about that. That is weird.
So I kept looking at it like the bottom black part was what I was supposed
Right.
to be seeing, and I was like, that doesn't even look like a rat. And when I finally saw it, I was like, oh, you know, it was like so obvious, but and it felt kind of stupid. But
I did like the way the rat tail kind of like circled around the edge.
yeah.
I like that a lot.
Although someone commented on my site saying that the tail was creeping them out because it was so long.
Right.
But that person maybe has probably never seen a real rat because they actually do have really, really long tails.
They really do, yeah. I was reading all the comments on the articles, like the people who picked up the stories, and someone pointed out that the badges looked like the badges from Legends of the Hidden Temple. Did you ever see that show? It was
No,
like
I don't know what
it
that
was
is.
some game show on Nickelodeon where these kids competed to make it to the end maze or whatever, and they were all like given like an animal and a color, like the green monkeys and all this stuff. And it really, really reminds me of that too. Like once they brought it up, and it made me laugh.
So is it the pattern around it, or is it just the
I
way
don't know.
the
It's just
art?
like the solid color with the animal. That's how they did it too. And I don't know, a couple people brought that up, and I thought that was funny. I don't think it was intentional, but it's definitely a similarity there.
Okay, so since we're talking about logos, we can actually use that to like kind of ease our way into our discussion of the scale because although there were three of the four logos in the scale that was released today, there's actually possibly two more that are in the scale. There's a red one, right? And then there's a teal one on the side. So do you have any guesses as to what those are? Do you think the red is actually a different army from rat, or because I mean rat's on the board, so
I think
we
there is
have
a
to
red one, yeah.
we have to assume that rat is doing battle, and you would think that the whole army would be in the battle, right?
Right, exactly. I think that there is probably one that's a bit more red than rat.
Yeah, it looks a little darker,
Yeah, I think it's more maroon.
yeah.
And the ones on the side, I don't know, it's like it's the same discussion. Would all of Asp Army be in the battle room? I mean, I think so, right? That's how that works. So maybe there is another blue one.
Well, that one looks more teal to me instead
Right.
of blue. So that one, I'm pretty sure would be a different army. So yeah, I'm more a little confused about the red one. So
Maybe it's more aqua on the side there.
yeah. So on the board, they obviously show profiles of eight soldiers on each side, but I have a hard time accepting that there would only be eight people to an army.
I was wondering that too. And when you look at in the middle, there's obviously, I'm guessing what we're seeing there is the battle room, and they're
Yeah.
getting sort of a live minute to minute. This is what's going on. I mean, you can even see the little dots, which are obviously soldiers. And I'm guessing they're moving in real time. It might be some kind of like holographic display. It looks like there might be around eight. I don't,
Really?
well, let me see.
Yeah, I had written down in my notes somewhere from our set visit how many people are in each army, and I thought it was double digits. I mean,
Right.
I remember it wasn't as big as the armies in the books by far,
Right.
but it was more than eight, I'm
Let
pretty
me
sure. So, but I mean, like for me, I thought maybe they only display eight at a time. Maybe it switches to another page, you know, if
Right.
there's, I don't know, maybe it could be that there's 16 or 24, you know.
Right.
And they don't even need to have that many people in, like acting in the room at the time at
Right.
all. I mean, if they wanted to do 16 or 24, they could always just, I don't know. I mean, they could
I mean,
always just add like another page of actors' faces and say, oh,
right.
there's 24 without actually showing them in the battle room, so.
Well, I mean, again, if what we're seeing up there, this is the future, so those eight soldiers that we're seeing listed, that could, who knows what they're gonna do when we're actually watching the movie? It could move, it could spin, it could be like I said, like holographic in front.
Yeah.
Maybe we're gonna be seeing more than eight soldiers in the actual film. I mean, they can't display that in a still, so they had
Yeah,
to
I
do
mean,
what
it
they
could
could.
fade out and fade in
Right.
with new ones and things like that. And then, so what do you think? Because you know that they blurred it intentionally just to
Right, of course.
cheat us. But on the sides, there's rankings between one and three.
Right.
So on both sides, do you think that's ranking of who's doing the best in the army?
Possibly. I'm really confused by next to those. There's like looks like a heart monitor or something, or some sort
Yeah,
of
like
like.
the graph.
Yeah, what is that about? So
I
like,
don't
if I knew
know.
what that was, I might know like one, two, and three.
I mean, it could be their accuracy rating or something like that. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know.
Interesting. And on the sidebars with the orange,
Yeah. I don't know if
I'm
that's
wondering what that's
frozen
measuring.
soldiers
Right.
or like whether that's how many of their soldiers are still
Well,
on frozen.
people were saying that Rat Army was winning, and I mean, I think I would probably guess that as well, but I don't know. Maybe that means that that's how many of their soldiers are frozen, or
Yeah, I mean,
I
it
don't
could go
know.
either way, right?
Right. And then under some of the profile images, seem to have a bar as well.
Yeah.
Because like two of them are orange
And actually,
and
under the vertical meter, there's a number, right? So do you
right.
think that's like the percentage? Like, I don't know. So
Right.
that army one, did it look like it could possibly say like something like 80?
And then there's also a timestamp under the battle room image. Do we think that's like the current time, or do we think that possibly the battles are timed? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it could be that that's just how long the battle has been going on.
Right. Interesting. I don't
Not
know.
that, like, it's counting down or anything. Because I don't see why they would put a time cap on it, so.
Right. I would pretty much kill for a high-res version of this scoreboard. I would like to see it, please.
Well, we do have a high res, it's just not in focus.
That was mean almost, wasn't it?
I wonder, I mean, they must have developed it and then blurred it, not developed it blurred.
Right.
So they,
Yeah.
somebody somewhere
It was intentional.
knows exactly what it looks like.
Not us.
No, it's not.
So what
But
else do we
what?
think about this still? Do you like it?
I love
Do
it. I
you
mean,
prefer it to like the still that they released that EW got to release? Do you like this one better?
I like this one better. There's just
Yeah,
so
me
much
too.
more going on. We get to see Petra. She looks, I don't know, she just has this, I'll help you look on her face. And he looks so hopeful. Yeah, I love it. What about you?
Dink Meeker is sitting there calmly eating his completely disgusting looking food. But look, there is totally salt and pepper in front of them, so.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And
And
what's behind that?
it doesn't look like they have anything in their cups. Their cups, I don't know why. I don't have any basis for that because obviously it could be half full, but it looks
Right.
like an empty cup. I
It probably is an empty cup. But maybe they drink it all because they need to wash that stuff down. That would be
doesn't
me.
look like, I mean, also it hasn't even touched his food. He's just like, oh God, I'm not gonna eat this. He's depressed over his meal.
He definitely looks a little something. He's not having a good day.
He looks despondent.
Poor Bonzo. What is behind the salt and pepper shaker?
I
It's
don't
like
know.
a plastic bowl with. Is it cutlery? No.
I don't know, but their cutlery looks very crude.
It does.
It looks like something you'd find and you'd go eat at a medieval banquet kind of thing.
Yeah, and like, the one Kylan's holding, that fork, is that or a spoon?
I think
It
it's a fork.
it's bent a really weird way. I don't think you can eat with that. But yeah.
I mean they have finger food and then they have jello.
Ugh, yummy.
I'm not into the space food at the moment.
No, I don't know what's going on there. I know that Kylan Rambo just he posted a bit ago on Twitter that he said that it was like a lot of tapioca, I think is what it was. Let me see here.
Really? I wonder what the bar is. I mean,
Oh, like gelatin. It's just a bunch of gelatin, like this peanut gelatin and carrot gelatin
well,
with a side of peas in gelatin
yeah.
form.
Well,
That's
'cause
so
I
gross.
mean, it to me it looks like an energy bar, and my mother-in-law makes these really good energy bars. They have peanuts and nuts and cereal and things in it, and I love those. And it has like this a similar looking texture. You know, where
Right.
everything is like clumped together in like a block. So I want to make the food, so I asked her for her recipe, and I was like, oh, what's the gooey stuff? She's like, marshmallows. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't think these kids were so lucky. He
Yeah.
says it was gelatin with peanuts in it, which actually, when I look at it now, it looks like peanuts and
Pretty.
gelatin. That's so
I don't think gelatin and peanuts go well together.
gross.
I'll have to see though. I mean, I have a huge can of Knox, so I could actually give it a go.
And I thought the green or the orange might actually be jello, but it's peas and carrots. Yeah, yummy.
That's funny because I actually thought it looked like fruit,
That was very optimistic of you, Crystal.
kiwi or something.
Yummy.
Then they have a little, it looks like a hot dog roll.
I think it might be a dessert.
No,
Some
I
sort
think
of.
their dessert is the pastry. The pastry next to the peach.
Oh, I have
I'm
you.
talking about
Yeah, I the one
the
under
long
Ender's
roll.
arm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like right next to Healy's hand.
Yeah. You can't really mess up bread roll, right? That looks like the most edible thing on the plate.
Trying to think how I could make carrots look like that.
Good luck.
Finally looking at that container in the middle again.
I don't know what that is. It looks
Maybe it's condiments, like other stuff.
soy sauce.
Yeah. Although it doesn't look like they need soy sauce for any of that food.
Hey, I think anything would improve that food.
Okay, so what do you think of how they have Bonso in here? I mean, he doesn't look very intimidating, right? I mean, he looks like like he's a loner and thinking.
This image definitely doesn't portray Bonzo as any sort of authority figure, which I find really interesting. And it makes me wonder in which direction they're taking his character, because Moises Arias is, as such, he's a smaller boy. He's like, he's kind of like Asa Butterfield, he's like slight. I'm guessing it must just be his presence and his attitude in the film, but again, this still doesn't really show that off at all. Maybe they
Yeah,
just
I mean,
caught him in a bad
for the
moment.
record, he was not on set. I believe he had already wrapped by the time we went, so we actually didn't get
Right,
to meet
yeah, we
him.
didn't get to talk to him at all. Brandon Suhu is also missing when we
I
were there.
actually thought he could be on the far table on the right side, the guy with his hands up in front of
Yeah,
the table.
I
I thought
think
that
so
could
too.
possibly be him,
The
but
Mohawk-y type haircut looks kind of familiar to me. Like, I
yeah.
thought maybe I saw some pictures of him with a similar hairstyle, but I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, so going back to Bonzo, it actually looks like, I mean, you could interpret it as him looking like a loner, or you could maybe interpret it as he's actually looking at a piece of paper off the table.
Right, it could be anything.
Yeah, I mean,
It
he
could be
could be
anything.
studying data room stuff or something like that, so I don't know,
Right.
it's hard to tell. I really do love the hopeful look on Ender's face, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel like this is the scene where she offers to help him in the battle room during off hours. Like, there's a scene in the book where she says that she'll help him right after breakfast.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was kind of, he was really sad when he first came to Salamander, right? Because he had just left Alai and the friends that he had made in his Launchy group and I don't know, so at this point, it could be one of the few times he's actually a little happy at Battle School. And
Right.
I saw someone comment that said, Asa looks too happy in this picture. You know, that's not what Ender is. But, you know, I mean, I feel like it's not like he was unhappy 100% of the time.
I think he had happy moments.
Yeah,
Like, I
I
don't think
mean,
that's something so out of character for him
plus
at all.
this is before he became a leader. I mean, he became more of a loner when he became a leader, right?
Right.
So, I mean, at this point, he's still on the
Right, well, they.
lower
Yeah,
echelon
they.
of
I mean, they were
success.
intentionally separating him from everyone, and this was pretty much before that. They, of course, they made their attempts and isolated him, from his Launchy group, and he didn't have a lot of friends in Salamander Army, but Petra was definitely one of them, and I think that the look on his face here is that he's sort of realizing that. And I like that. I don't think that's out of character at all.
Actually, you know, I just realized something. So, assuming that all the people sitting at this table are Salamander Army, there's eight of them on this table, and then there's Salamander people on the other table too. So it
Right.
must be more than eight to an army, because I see at least three more Salamander patches on the other
Right.
table.
Yeah, I mean, I think there must be more than eight. I don't know. Maybe that display up there is, maybe there were still some people in the gate. Maybe you can't see them behind the stars. It's really hard to tell. And it's also possible, I mean, I have no idea, of course, but this still, when they did get it ready for release, what were, I mean, all of this has to be like digitally added anyway in the film. When they added it to the image, whatever they had to do, maybe they didn't put enough dots on, I have no idea how that works, but it's possible that, I mean, now that you mention it, with these kids at this table, and there's definitely a salamander people over there. Yeah, there must be more than eight. I don't know. It's hard to say.
So, looking at, because I was staring at these images late at night, and I started to not be able to think straight. But now that I'm
Right.
looking at the patches of red on these two guys in the middle, it definitely looks like it's not rat, because there's black in the middle of the
Exactly, yeah.
logo. Yeah.
That's not rat.
Yeah, so maybe it's, I don't know. Does it look like a scorpion to you? Maybe it's Manticore.
Maybe. And actually, I think I know which army that is, but that's only because we visited the set and I wrote some stuff down, so I'm just not gonna say.
Why
No, I
not?
know. I'll tell you later. This can't say on here. Well,
The
remember,
trees.
I know. Well, remember when we did get to talk to Christine Clark, the woman in charge of the costumes, and we were up there in her office and got to, check out a lot of stuff, and I made a few notes.
I
So,
actually think I have a list of the army too.
yeah, and like the colors, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I drew a thought to draw anything because I'm a horrible artist.
Oh, I can't draw either. I just like wrote down names and colors and stuff.
I find it interesting what you said about the dots on the battle room. I didn't notice that. And then,
There's definitely dots there, yeah.
did you see? I just noticed too that there's like, it's almost like there's two layers to the room. There's like a small inner circle that the gates are connected to, and then there's a larger sphere outside of that. Do you think that is has any relevance or?
Well, I've always been trying to figure. I have no idea about this kind of stuff, but I've always been trying to figure out exactly how the gates can be connected to, like the battle school itself, and for it to be spinning, but then the area outside the gates. No, that's wrong. The area outside the gates to be spinning, but for them to be able to go inside with the gate open if the battle room itself isn't spinning. So
Yeah.
there must be some sort of something going on there with like, there must be kind of layers to it. I think you're right. Like,
Yeah.
for it, I have no idea.
It
Have no idea. And it's just really complicated. I don't understand how the battle room holds stationary at all times, and the space station rotates. If that's the case, like, what happens when the kids are entering the battle room? Because then it must
Yeah.
be connected because the gates are open and they're entering. I don't know.
You have to wonder how big the school is around the battle room, because I
Right.
mean those gates, they look pretty huge. I mean, you compare them to the dots,
Right.
and I don't know if it's just maybe not to scale, but the gates look gigantic
They really do,
compared to the
yeah.
dots.
If the dots represent like people to scale, then the gates look really large. I don't know.
Do you like the look of the battle room overall? I really like it, that's why.
What we're seeing here in the still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, for me, I guess I always imagine it to be like a typical room, like a rectangle. So having it be a sphere, that would be interesting. I
I
haven't
think
seen
it
it.
was like a sort of a cube in my mind too. And the stars, it's interesting that the stars here are sort of represented by what appears to be like boxes or squares, because in the book they were also sort of just
Yeah, boxes.
boxes. And I'm wondering like what kind of shape they have, if they're so cubic that, and how big they are, like how many of the soldiers can like get on each side, or if they can like flip themselves around, or if they can effectively hide like a whole group of people. Then I mean, the battle room must be massive.
I know for the first few times that I read the book and this game, I didn't pick up on the descriptions of the stars very well. So when I saw some fan art of the battle room showing cubic stars, I was actually a little disappointed. Because, I mean, you hear the word stars and you think
Not a
like
cube.
a, yeah, you think like a
I know.
boulder or something, you
Right.
know? So, I don't know. But I guess, I mean, you can't just put rocks in, right?
Right. And you
Acoustic
definitely
wise, I guess.
you can't tell from this still what they actually look like or what kind of representation that is there. We'll have to wait a bit to see what the stars actually look like. Maybe the first trailer we'll get to see something whenever that happens, right?
Yes, and I really hope it's soon because,
Me too.
oh my goodness. I mean, I'm so happy that we got this still, but I mean, I know other people feel the same way because I've seen quite a few comments today where it's like people are like, okay, where's the next picture? Okay, where's the trailer? You know, like
Right.
it just got people going again, and it
But the
reminded
thing is
people that we don't have a trailer yet, so it got
Right. Well, I
people
think it's
going.
so hard for us, especially because, like, Ender News, I mean, your site's been going longer. I started Ender News, it's like almost a year ago. So at the end of this month, Ender News will be a year old. So that's a year that I've been sitting here on my computer with this crazy stuff. And it seems like it's been a really long time, after visiting the set and everything that's happened and the date getting pushed back. I feel like it's been forever. And I know that's probably a little irrational because the movie still doesn't come out until November. So in all actuality, a trailer right now is kind of early. But something, they must have something put together, some sort of small teaser. I'm hoping that we see something soon. I don't know, how possible that is. But maybe, maybe a month or so? Is that too early, I think?
I don't think so. I mean, we had originally predicted March, right?
Right.
I was looking at the list of movie releases that are coming out next
Right.
month. I didn't see too many likely candidates. I
No.
mean, there was at the start of the month, there's Oz the Great and Powerful. And then the only other two I thought might be possibilities were G.I. Joe and The Host. But those are at the end of March, so I hope it's not that because I don't want to wait a
Right.
whole month for a trailer, you know?
Yeah, I don't either, but at least knowing would be something. I mean, I'm willing to wait if I just get any sort of idea. Okay, this is when the trailer's coming. This can't be pushed back. This is happening. I think that'll make me feel better. Just sort of the uncertainty right now of like when it's gonna come, I think is what's bothering me.
I have to look up to see if there's any like special event, like I don't know, when is
Oh,
the
I have no
MTV
idea.
Awards? I mean, Hunger Games did that, they did their teaser during the MTV Video Music Awards. So I mean, I think the movie awards are coming up in the next couple of months, so it could be that
Let me look.
possibly. Or they might just decide to give it to Entertainment Weekly or somebody, you know.
It's April 14th are the MTV Movie Awards. That's too long away.
Yeah, that is like 2 months. Please don't do that to us.
Oh well. We've waited this long, Crystal. We can wait some more.
My goodness. Yeah, we can. We can. All right, so do you have any last thoughts on this still?
I'm really kind of feeling thankful that we got the opportunity to release it. I think they did us a favor with that because a lot of places picked it up and got some traffic for our sites. It was nice. We had a good time, and I just look forward to what's coming next.
Yeah, I mean it was pretty nerve-wracking, I have to admit, but
It was kind of
yeah,
stressful, yeah.
it was very fun too. I mean, I've never been able to present something before acoustically,
Right.
so it was a lot of fun.
And I'm really afraid of leaking things, like completely irrationally. Like I take every precaution and I'm like, what
Yes.
if it just like leaks from my computer? So,
I
you know what I
know.
mean?
I know. I thought the same thing. I thought, oh my God. What if like somebody, I lose my phone and my phone has my
Right.
email on it and somebody
I
gets my email and yeah, I was very paranoid
But we
for
did well. We
boarding.
made it. Nothing leaked. Good job, us.
And no more nausea.
Yeah.
I was so nauseous before we were launching. Oh my goodness. I was
There
just
was no earthquake in Hawaii, so.
no, there wasn't. We were joking around before that I was jiggling my legs so much before we launched, and I told Kelly that, if there's a report of earthquakes in Hawaii, it's because of me and my
It's all
jiggling
Crystal's fault.
legs. Okay, so to close out, we want to pitch our contest because both Kelly and I are running contests right now on our websites. My contest is to win a set of either the Army logo magnets or Army logo pins, which I made. I have a pin machine, a button machine at home that I bought a few months ago. So I made those, and I'm giving away two sets. So all you have to do is comment and tell me which of the four logos is your favorite, and then if you can get additional entries by tweeting and following me on Facebook and things like that. So if you just go to endawaken.net, you'll find the link to show you where to enter. And Kelly has a really cool contest to do with the food that we were talking about earlier.
Yes, so right now I just posted about an hour ago a contest that everyone can make their own Battle School space food. So what I'm asking you to do is basically just to use edible objects to recreate what you're seeing on their plates in the still. Kylan actually, did let us know that it was gelatin and peanuts, but you can be as creative as you want. And take a picture of it, send us your recipe, and I'll collect them all in some sort of gallery. And I'm pretty sure what I'm going to do is just have, like, maybe Crystal can help me out. We're going to pick a few of the best and have people vote on two people who will be receiving a third or Dragon Army pin that we got from the lovely people over at Smart Pop Books. They put together some pins from Mysticon and Comic-Con this year. They're going to be giving them out, but they sent us a few a little bit earlier so we can hand them out to you guys. So yeah, just you can visit my site, endernews.com, to find out more about that, but I think it's going to be fun. I'm curious to see what everyone comes up with. And again, don't make yourself sick. Like, don't eat it or anything. It's going to be gross. Just take a picture.
Are you asking me to be a guest judge for your contest? Because I would love that.
Yeah, you have to come be a guest judge for my
Okay,
contest.
that'd be awesome.
Here's a question. Am I allowed to enter your magnet giveaway? Because
Yes,
those are really
yes,
cool.
yes,
No,
you
I can't do that.
can.
I can't do it. I would feel
I'll
really
just
mean
say.
if I won. Oh,
I can
hey,
just say yes,
there's
yes.
that.
See? You don't even need to enter.
Do you guys hear that? I don't even have to enter.
Co-host perks.
See how it is?
I was getting so irritated because I have a cutter and I cut the circle and right now I'm missing one contact, so my depth perception is not very good. So I kept cutting them out
Oh.
and then making magnets, and they were like off by like a millimeter. And I was
Yeah, that's
getting so
hard.
upset, and my daughter was helping me make them, and I kept like yelling like, "Oh my God, this one is not centered!" And she's like, "It's okay, Mom.
How long
This
did it take you
one."
to get all those in there?
I made 12, and I kept the junk ones for myself for my own
Right.
fridge. But yeah, she kept telling me, "It's okay. They're all a little crooked." And I'm like,
Thanks,
"Oh
sweetie.
my God, what?" Oh, I was stressing out. But yeah.
They look good. I like them.
Thank you. I had to brighten them. Because,
Yeah.
yeah, they were kind of
Little dull.
dark. Anyway, so that's all we have to talk about today. Hopefully we'll record another episode soon, and then
Soon.
hopefully, I mean, we're getting closer and closer, so I mean, I really hope that eventually we'll be able to record at least every 2 weeks, or maybe even eventually every week. I don't know how your schedule is, but I mean,
I think we might start getting guests at some point.
yeah, I mean,
Interesting guests.
yeah, because End of World publication is coming up, and we have actually already asked Smart Pop if we could have some of their
Right.
authors as guests on the show, and they said okay. So,
That'll be good.
yeah,
We're gonna have to smarten ourselves up a bit.
I know.
Be
No
a little less
more
casual.
giggling and joking. Although it would be funny to have one of them do our quiz show.
Oh, well, we'll definitely have them do that.
Test their knowledge.
We'll do
We're
it.
gonna have to. We're gonna have to like, make the sort the questions at a greater difficulty for them. Not
Right.
to make it super hard. Alright, so that's it for our episode 4 Salamander for today. We hope you enjoy listening to us babble on about the new still. Don't forget that you can get all our past episodes on our website, www.endercast.com. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.